question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Welcome back to the New York City area, everyone. Robert, Mary here with you again as we now move into today's Chief Travel Leader segment of the show. And for the next 10 minutes, David Neeleman and Breeze Airways will be our focus as we stay locked in on the airline sector of travel. This portion of the program is sponsored by Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
And whatever your travel needs are, or whenever you're on the move for leisure or business travel, we encourage you to experience the more than 700 Preferred Hotels and Resorts properties in 80 countries around the world.
Whether you're looking for top luxury resorts, big city hotels, longer stay residence properties, or just something different, Preferred Hotels and Resorts, they've got you covered. That's why they're asking, where next? We also have you covered, by the way. Go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Click on the I Prefer banner right at the top of the homepage. You can enroll in exclusive elite status as a listener of our show. It's all for free, and you can make your travels more rewarding.
All right, Robert, I see David Neeleman is ready to go on that show hotline, so let's maximize our time with him and get right into today's Chief Travel Leader conversation.
Okay, Mary, let's do it. David, very nice to reconnect with you. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having me. It's a real honor.
Well, nice to have you on the program today with us. So first, congratulations on your newest airline launch with Breeze Airways. We're going to get into the specifics on that in a moment. But I want to discuss something that I think that happened almost a month ago now, as I think she deserves to be recognized on this show, and I know she's been very instrumental in your career. June Morris was certainly one of Utah's most successful businesswomen. I love her story that she took her travel agency and grew it into an airline, Morris Air, in the 1980s. You were very instrumental in that. And eventually, Southwest Airlines bought the company in the early 90s, for folks that don't know that, for about $130 million. The show right now, we're on over 480 radio stations across the country, David. We've got the largest travel audience tuned in right now by far. Anything you want to say about June Morris and her passing, what she meant to you and maybe the travel world?
Well, I wouldn't be in the travel business without her. You know, I had a small charter, not even a charter, it was just a tour company that, you know, I had in Salt Lake, and I was using this airline called Hawaii Express off the West Coast, and I was selling packages and tickets and prepaying them for everything, and then they went bankrupt and, you know, put my little company out of business, and I was done with travel. I was done with everything. And she called me and tried to get a hold of me. She couldn't get a hold of me because I wouldn't return a phone call. I was kind of devastated, and fortuitously, my uncle happened to be her attorney, so he called me and said, "You need to go meet with June." And so I, as a favor to my uncle, I did, and she charmed my pants off, and we, you know, so I started Morris Air, and she supported me, and her husband, Mitch Morris, was, you know, put up the charter bond to begin with, and we started doing charters, and it got me right back in the business, you know, and had she not been that persistent, then, you know, of course, Morris Air never would have existed, but of course, either would have JetBlue or WestJet.
Well, and that leads us to Breeze, and that's why I wanted to start off that way, because she clearly was very instrumental
and
in your career.
What a legacy she left for women in business and travel and just for aviation in general. So on to Breeze. David, the travel industry certainly knows who you are, and that's especially true within the airline sector. But for our listeners' purpose, I'd say you're best known for people listening today for founding JetBlue Airways, but you've been at the helm of five airline startups, including JetBlue. You just mentioned Morris Air. There was WestJet in Canada, Azul in Brazil. Now, of course, Breeze Airways. The pandemic slowed the launch of Breeze Airways, and now that you're airborne and operational, what is it about the timing right now that you think is good to launch the new airline?
Well, you know, when we got started, there was a lot of pent-up demand. People were, had not traveled. They had not been to different places and seen different things. And so, you know, we had this huge rush of business, and it's still doing well. I mean, obviously, Delta variant has slowed things down. But more importantly, and I think if you even go back pre-pandemic, you know, the big airlines, as their costs had gotten higher and higher, they really just eliminated a lot of nonstop flights between cities that really deserve to have nonstop flights. Mm-hmm. You know, and Allegiant has taken up a lot of that business and done a lot of that flying. But, you know, we're coming in with even, you know, lower costs and higher quality service, we believe, better technology. And, you know, Lucas Johnson, who's our chief commercial officer, I met him at the you know, air show in London, and I said to him, you know, if I could get you an airplane that's better quality, you could do it for 25% lower trip costs, there are a lot of additional markets. Lucas launched 400 markets at Allegiant. how many markets could you fly to? And he said, there's an infinite number of markets that we could fly if you could do that. So that was pre-pandemic. And obviously the situation even got, you know, more the case, you know, because of the pandemic, you know, other markets were pulled out of. So.
Right.
Well, let's talk. I'm sorry. I was just going to say, let's talk about it a little bit right now, because, you know, the map I'm looking at of some of the destinations that Breeze Airways is serving, and I believe it's 16 cities currently, you got 39 different routes. And for folks around the country listening, we're talking Providence and Hartford in the Northeast. You got Richmond, Norfolk, Charleston, also on the East Coast. I see Tampa, Florida, New Orleans, San Antonio, Louisville, Columbus, Oklahoma City. I could go on, but I want to know, really, how's it going during the early days of the airline, David, and what can we expect from you moving forward? Because we are seeing a softening in leisure travel, and clearly business travel has not come back yet.
Well, more of the same. I think, 95% of our routes, I think we have maybe one or two routes that have some nonstop competition on it, but 95% of our routes don't. And what that allows, you know, our customers to do is to fly between two places like Huntsville, Alabama, and Charleston, South Carolina. They can do that for, our mantra and our goal is to fly you for half the price and get you there twice as fast. You know, and people really focus on price all the time, but that convenience of being able to, hop in an airplane and be somewhere in an hour and 15 minutes instead of 3.5 hours, especially when, the airlines are not that reliable nowadays because of, operational issues, and you miss your connection and you have to spend a night and all the stress that comes with making a connection. People, it's documented, people just travel out of it when that happens. And we've seen these markets grow 10 to 20 times. We may have had 10 people or 5 people traveling in a market. Now we're seeing 100 people a day. So, it's so important to develop air travel that way, and it's a lot of fun, to get people traveling between cities and going to see. I'd never been to Charleston, South Carolina,
and it's a great flying there,
and it's a great place.
So basically, in a nutshell, you're really filling gaps in these nonstop service routes that the big three are not, which I think is really important for our listeners to hear. So before we run out of time, just a few days ago, I did see the news that you and the Breeze team closed on a $200 million Series B funding round, and what stood out is that's more that's been raised by any other U.S. startup in aviation history, I believe, with only a short 3 months of your launch. So that's really great news. What has that done to you and the team, and what do you plan to do with that money?
Well, we're real excited because not only are we going to keep getting some of these Embraers that we're flying now that are great, 2x2, very comfortable, but in October, the 220 shows up, the Airbus A220. That is a spectacular airplane. That we can fly Transcom with that airplane. We can, when we get ETOPS certified, we can go to Hawaii with it. We can even go to Europe from the Northeast. We can fly to, South America, Central America from Florida. So we have so much flexibility. We'll have a mixed cabin where we're going to talk about, we're going to be pretty shocking configuration on that thing. So we'll be flying long routes with that airplane. And for those of you who have flown on the 220, big windows, really comfortable ride.
Well, we've been following the Airbus A220 for years because obviously it was the Bombardier C series before Airbus acquired it, I think, back in 2018. And I know, there's a lot of good buzz about the plane out there. And clearly we're hearing it from you as well. That's why you're making a big investment in it, I assume.
Yeah, we've got, 60 firms, 60 options, and we intend on taking one a month for the next 10 years. So we've got a lot of places that we're going to fly. A lot of people are going to be flying. When we got to Charleston, I said, there's a lot of people going to visit Charleston this summer, and they don't even know it. And the same goes for, people who will be flying on those routes. So, and I'm excited about the investment, from BlackRock and Knighthead and our existing investors. And, it's a competitive business, and these guys can be predatory. And I think it just kind of says, hey, we're not fooling around here. I raised $135 million for JetBlue. At that time, it set the record, $235 million for Azul, which is now the largest airline in Brazil. And now we've got Breeze at 300, so we can do a lot of things with that money. Use the money opportunity.
Well, David, if you could give me, every airline has its own personality and is known for something. We only have about 15 seconds with you. Give me one or two words on what's going to describe that onboard experience when we fly on Breeze.
Nice. We kind of bill ourselves as the nicest airline in the world, and flights can be late, and we can have mechanicals. but nice as we can deliver on that. On
nice airline.
Flight.
There we go. All right,
that's
so folks.
The world's nicest airline.
David, this has gone by way too quickly. We will definitely stay in touch. We'll have to have you back and see how things continue to develop. Congratulations on what you're building with Breeze Airways. Thanks for joining Mary and me today, and enjoy the rest of the weekend, okay?
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Great hearing more about it. Thank you.
All right, Mary, nice conversation there with David. I actually think, believe it or not, I think the working name for JetBlue when he was creating it, when I just heard him say nice, was Nice Air or something like that before they renamed
it. It's exciting to see him building another airline.
Folks, if you have flown Breeze Airways, we'd like to hear what your experience was. If you plan to book a flight and fly with them in the future, let us know. Just reach us through the contact us tab at rmworldtravel.com. 8 more segments to go today. Keep your radios locked in. America's number one travel radio show is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.